Hello, pediatric surgery family. I'm M. Godi from Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center. And today, our team is going to deliver the articles that you should know about. As always, we have three papers today. Two of them are from Journal of Pediatric Surgery, and one of them is from JAMA Surgery. We don't have much time, so let's start. Our first paper titled Enhanced Recovery After Surgery, or ERAS, Society Recommendations for Neonatal Perioperative Care by Pilkington et al. This paper is summarized by Lizzie Lee, a physician associate by profession and a member of our team here at Cincinnati Children's, dedicated to creating content for pediatric surgery.
The ERAS, or the Enhanced Recovery After Surgery Society, used a modified Delphi technique, which is the fancy way of saying that a multidisciplinary group of experts gathered together to reach more than a 70% consensus. Their goal was to develop recommendations that NICUs can use to take care of the newborns during and after surgery, focusing on the needs that they have when they are undergoing different types of surgeries. So what did they come up with? They agreed on 16 recommendations covering 11 topics like team communication, pre-surgery fasting, temperature control, and antibiotic use. However, they did not have enough data to make recommendations about things like nasogastric tubes and central lines. These new guidelines will help improve care for NICU patients undergoing surgery.
Great! Let's hear our second paper. Transition from Pediatric to Adult Healthcare for Colorectal Conditions, a systematic review by Moore et al. And this paper is summarized by Alex Halpern. He is a research fellow at Children's National and collaborates with us to produce these article reviews.
The team from Melbourne, Australia performed a systematic review and meta-analysis trying to answer this question. They found 8 studies on this topic. These studies agreed that transitional care should start early in adolescence and found little evidence that this transfer is happening in a coordinated or timely fashion. No models of transition care were identified. So it seems like more work is needed to ensure that these children with anorectal malformations and Hirschsprung's disease continue to receive optimal care as they grow older.
Now moving to the last paper of the day. Clinical symptoms affect treatment and prognosis in pediatric patients with congenital pulmonary airway malformation, or CPAM, a propensity score matching retrospective cohort study by Zeng et al. This paper is summarized by Cecilia Hihena. She is one of the previous research fellows at Cincinnati Children's.
This is a retrospective study that aimed to investigate the safety and efficacy of surgical treatment for asymptomatic CPAMs. They had 110 patients, and what they found is that patients that underwent surgery before they became symptomatic had shorter length of stay, shorter mechanic ventilation after the surgery, and shorter operating times, with no significant difference in conversion or post-op complications. So it seems that it's safer to operate these patients before they become symptomatic.
Thank you for listening. Please check the link in the description below to read each paper. We hope you liked this episode. Please follow Stay Current MD on social media, give us a rating, and subscribe to YouTube channel. And don't forget to download the Stay Current app on the App Store or Play Store for tons of content.
GlobalCast MD, along with Cincinnati Children's Hospital, sharing knowledge to improve child health around the globe.